Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, a half a glass looks like a half a cup.
2023. Oh, boy. I'm just hoping everybody has a first day back to work. After doing the things you shouldn't have done on New Year's. You know, I just hope there's no divorces in 2023. I just hope it's a lot of marriage. Because I know there's going to be a lot of babies in September. Man, be a man and marry that woman, okay? If she's pregnant, marry that woman. Got 9 months to decide. What kind of party y'all had on New Year's? Some of y'all probably still got hangovers. Wow. I feel so good. 2023 is so good. We feel so super good. Way better than 2022. Got my fans, got my podcast back, got my promoters back, still got my life, still got my dignity, still got my barnyard that I still live in. Don't worry, I'm blessed that I still have it, got a roof over my head, but I just don't like the landlord. But got my family, got my distant family. Like my children, be there for them, but not getting involved with the things they're doing. And hopefully have a smooth relationship with their mother. Not going back to her, but have a good relationship, friendly, good relationship with their mother. Y'all can pray on that one, but as far as getting back with her, no. Like the song said, go with the flow, all the way to the hole. Okay, let me stop. I mean, go with the flow and don't go dough. Don't go back to dough. Dough boy. Stupid boy. Don't go back with stupid boy. Go forward. Don't do it, Corey. You know your future, and you know what happened. Don't do it. It's okay to be friends with your ex-wife, because your children will want you to do that, you know. And I think that's what the kids is trying to do, you know. And we gotta be there together for Jessica, because this trial thing. And what that guy did to her, and we gotta be there for her as her parents. So we gotta get ourselves together and act right. We don't have no choice. God already told us, you don't have no choice. You get it together, or I'm gonna get it together for you. But You know, that's the way it is, okay? I don't know about y'all, how close you and your ex-wife or ex-girlfriend is. Hopefully y'all still friends and stuff and talk to you, especially as children involved. You know, work together, alright? That's what I would love to see you do. I think that's what God would love to see you do. Work together. Be good. Be lovable. And, you know. So, let's get into the first thing of the new year. Everybody got New Year's Revolution. It's been going on for, I don't know. I don't know who started that New Year's Revolution. Some people keep them. Some people don't. But like I said, my New Year Revolution is to save, save, save. But I'm going to get me a new TV. And I'm going to get a new game system. But save, save, save. I don't want the same thing happen to me when I had to be hospitalized and didn't have no money. Or I had no food in the house and family all had to come together to help me out and everything. You know? But and didn't have no money. Backup money. Now I know what Rob Land and them mean. Save your money. It take a fool to learn. Love don't hurt nobody. But, hey, you know, you live and you learn. You know, lucky I'm still living. But everybody know who's 35 and beyond. Know and have to be hospitalized and have to go to your short-term disability and all and know what you have to go to. Especially when you're on your own and you have to depend on family and friends to help you out. You know, you can't pay your cell phone bill. You can't pay your gas electric. Man, I was worried they was going to cut my gas electric off. It was $1,000. But the lady said we're gonna pay monthly payments, and we're gonna cut that $1,000 off, and we're gonna pay monthly payments. Cause I was telling my doctor, she was sending me to the hospital social workers and all. They gave me a list of people to call. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even know the clue how to get this started. You know, on the hours with budget building people didn't know nothing. When I say I didn't know nothing, I didn't know nothing. That's why they said, what can we do? Man can't survive without woman. They right. They cannot survive without a woman. I'm living proof because I didn't know nothing about this bullcrap or the programs and none of that. I thought I was doomed. My life's going to be out. And I was worried. Got more gray hair. You know. I was just hoping, praying. But one thing I didn't do is think about that God had my back. God had my back. He knew I was worried. He knows I was. I was in that car. Worried. We went to the energy program on Ricetown Road. I didn't know what to do. You know, I wanted to go here to pay half of the gas electric and leave the landlord out, you know. But thank for him, good thinking, and go here to pay the landlord and everything and all. And we did. And I was short in November. I think I was short in December too, a little short, both months when I didn't have it. At the same time, I was complying. I'm filling out application for my short-term disability and all. But anyway, all's well, people. And this is a little story I like to tell, my little experience from last year. And this year, it's not going to be like that. I already told you when I'm going in September. Last year, I visited Johns Hopkins Hospital with a guest there. This year, I'm going to be the guest on the West Coast. Watch. Watch to see, people. I was a guest in the hospital in September of 2022. I'm going to be the guest on the West Coast. I don't care if it's the MGM, Marriott, whatever. I'm going to be the guest when my birthday get close. The devil ain't going to take me down like that. Mm-mm. That's why I say this is going to be the year of saving. And when I get enough, I'm going to pay for my airplane ticket. I'm going to pay for the hotel in advance and the airplane ticket. And I'm going to put in for my vacation. I don't care. Is it 4, 5, or 6 days? I'm going to put it in. I'm gone. And I'm not even thinking about it. It's going to be a good year, people. It's going to be a good year for me. And it's going to be a good year for you. No matter what 2022 did, it's going to be a blessed, good season. Do you get my point? You see what the devil do. He bring people and do things to try to get you disturbed, destroy, and everything. But it didn't work. It's because God is so good. He is so good. And it didn't work. It didn't work. And that's why I say God don't want me to turn my back on my children. Michael is young. He's still young. He always going to be young in my eyes. And he just made a little simple mistake. There's nothing I can do about Aunt Nancy, because that's Aunt Nancy's house. He did threaten her and everything. That's what his big mistake and everything. And all. Maybe in time God would touch her heart and change her mind. Maybe we all can pray for that. But till that time comes, and Robert Ann forgives too, and all. But till that time comes, Aunt Nancy and Robert Ann always said, it's okay to deal with them. They my children. It's okay to help them out and all. But just be careful. You know, you already know what they're about and everything. Just be careful. But I love my babies. And I just don't have the heart to turn against them. My mom wouldn't do it. I know my mom. My sister wouldn't do it. They would tell me, he made a mistake. Don't turn your back against him. And Aunt Nancy and them did well too, you know. They didn't want me to turn my back against them. You know. But there's nothing I can do to that. Get him to go come back over on Nancy. He lost that privilege. But as we rebuild the pieces back up, you know, I'll call him, I'll text him and everything, let him know how I'm doing and stuff like that. Meet him somewhere, like the park, when it get warm and stuff. But people, I promise you, I will not turn against my kids' children. I will love them from the distance. And give him that tough love. Okay? Because they threatened, did me wrong too. And I will love him from a distance. And give him that tough love. Now, when I say babies, they not really babies. They 18. Maya's going on 19. Jessica going on 20. And so on. And Michael is in his late middle 20s. And Ashley and Donald going on dirty. Donald is already dirty. He's a full grown man. But Ashley is the sweet one. Out of all of them, Ashley is the sweet one. And she just want to be with her siblings and her mom. And I understand that. And I'm not going to hate her for that. Not going to down her for that. Now, Ashley is my older daughter. And next to Ashley is the one that passed away. Candace. And that's why I say life is too short. And I turn my back against them and something happened to them, I will never live with myself. To say something happened like happened to Candace. One of them gets real sick. and I turn my back against them, I won't be able to live with myself. You know, because there's nothing I could have done for Candace, not with her father. But I was helpless. There's no cure for that disease and all. It was a cure. I would sell everything that I got, including the clothes on my back, to get that vaccine if they had a cure for cancer. I would do everything I could. I would live, sleep on the street, and give up everything, my paycheck and everything, and Candace would have been here. But it didn't work that way. Had no cure or nothing like that. But I'm sure that y'all lost people in the past too, in 2022 and all. They had the same disease and stuff like that, and you know. And my point is, you can't love them in mug, just love them in the distance, okay? And this is stuff that I just want to get off my mind. Just tell my little story about my experience. And this was one reason why I created this podcast. It made me feel real good, you know. And I know it's God people that listen out there. I know it's ignorant people that listen too, but I know it's God people that listen as well. And when I say ignorant, you know the ignorant people. We love them too. You know, God said love them, but turn the other cheek. See, that's why they laughing, and that's why I'm getting paid a little bit of money for a podcast. And I got a good job working at Stella Mars. And I live on my own. And I'm healthy and in the Lord's hands. So, let them laugh. Y'all get my point? Y'all get my point? Not standing out on the corner selling poison. Not standing on this corner going around spraying bullets all over the city, making innocent lives. Not going up to a ATM machine and robbing somebody for that hard-earned cash. Get my point? Yeah, I watched the news. I know what happened throughout the last few days of 2022. So, laugh all you want, but I don't have no jailbird record. And smart with science fiction and astronomy too. Yeah, I got that kind of brain. Astronomy. Because I paid attention to school, didn't hook school. And I'm just telling it like it is, people. People who go out there think their boyfriend is big and got it going on and listen to loud rap music and hanging back and thinking they cool and stuff like that. And you ain't no gangster. Real gangsters go to war and fight for the freedom of their country. Marines, Navy, Air Force, Army. They the real gangsters of America. They risk their lives so you can have. They the real gangsters. Ooh-ah. So, all the reverends from war of 1940 all the way up to the Gulf War, thank you for your service. You don't think people love you and proud of what you did. We love you. And that's why I want to be a writer too. Special Olympics, homeless people, children with cancer, and our veterans. They will be my donation, my charity donation. If I get real high, I promise y'all guys, I promise y'all Christian people, they will be my four donations. Homeless, Christian, homeless, weapons, Children's Hospital with cancer, and the Special Olympics. They will be my donation, my charity, the people that I will donate money back to. When I say homeless people, I mean all homeless people, not just women and children, men too. I don't care your background. You know, if I get really up there, like Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger or the Jacksons, and all, I'm just saying, I don't know if that will happen or not. But just say, I did. I will build something like a hotel so homeless people can go to when it get real cold. That's right. You will have a night. It will be just like a hotel room. And it will be yours. And I will charge nothing. The fees. Just say I sold like maybe up close to 1 million books. And then one of the studios want to come and make my book on a movie. That will help build a hotel. That will help sponsor the hotel. Get people to help me build a hotel. Send me in the direction and all of the hotel. You know? And I will fly people from California to live in this hotel. People who've been in tragedies, like hurricanes, lost their homes and all. The California fires, the people, all people who lost stuff, like tragedy people. I will help them. And they will be welcome to stay in this hotel as long as they want. Because my books do good. And Hollywood keep knocking at the door. Write TV screens. Write television plays. Write screenplays. Stay plays. And that will bring in the revenue to keep the hotel going. And I won't be greedy. I love the Hollywood thing, you know, because I'm just a man in flesh and blood, sin blood. I'm a sinner, just like everybody, billions of people on this planet is. The Bible already said who I am, so accept it. You know, already said you're a sinner, and you gotta be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You know. And all you have to do is believe that he died for your sin. And you already got baptized. You did something, broke all 10 commandments again. Go to church. Just get on your head and just pray for forgiveness. I mean, there will be consequences and all that stuff, and of course. But that's between you and God. What I did was between me and God. What Candy did is between me and God. So on. And that's one of the things I would do if I get there. And that's why I asked this go to Amazon and help me with my books and stuff. You know, you don't have to, but Burning Love and Ocean Sky, Mr. Boogie Shoes is pretty good books, and they only scratch at the surface yet to come, because it's only the scratch at the surface yet to come. The book's going to get longer and better, and it's going to be a little something for everyone, you know. Going to be a little something for everyone, and that's just the way I am, you know. I don't know about other people and all and stuff like that, and, you know, it just do what you do, you know. And I love writing. I love doing this podcast. And just me. That's just me. So go to your just catch me on all your podcasts, formats, Apple, Amazon, Alexa, Amazon, and all the formats, the Curry Podcast. Mostly on all of them. And just listen to me. If you want to publish, you want to purchase a book, go to Amazon, type my name in, buy a book, Mr. Boogie Shoes and Burning Love in Ocean Sky. If you don't can't get that, just type my name in, Corey Whitlock, W-E-D-L-O-C-K, Corey Whitlock. Gotta put the Y in there now. Can't just put C-O-R-E. Put the Y in there, C-O-R-E-Y. And W-E-D-L-O-C-K. Or just type in Burning Love, Ocean, and Sky. And for the other book, Mr. Boogie Shoes. My next book I'm going to be working on, it's called Data Blood, The Secrets That the America Government and the World Government Don't Want You to Know. And then this is going to be a story. The secrets the American government and the other governments of the world don't want you to know. Do they got a portable to go back to time? Do they got a portable to go to time? Do they got a gateway, like a Stargate? Is the government really got a Stargate? Can they actually go faster than the speed of light? And what's those strange things out there in the Amazon, Mojave, Utah, Arizona desert? And why the government is buying so much land to keep the people away? Did we really land on Mars? Was those orbiters, those little toys they sent to Mars, really real? Did they really go to Mars? Or Area 51 and other areas of the world, the government show, make it look like it's the surface of Mars? Faking it. Did we really land it on the moon? Or did they fake it? That's what Data Blood is. And about the character who's going to explode expose all of those secrets. Not only the government, but Russia government, UK government, and even Canada, Mexico. Yeah, y'all remember Edward Snow? Remember the guy who dressed like a girl? Say he wanna be a girl, but he lead all that stuff in WikiLeaks. That's what this character is, all in one character. And everybody is out to get him. So, and it's called Data Blood. It's going to be really good. I think it's going to be good. And once my writers finish writing it, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to just get it up. And it's going to be out. I don't know when. When it helped me get to my goals, my driver license, and the things that I want to do for the homeless and stuff like that, I just said a while back, just keep buying my books, or buy for somebody who like that kind of stuff. It is science fiction and fiction, and I will be writing other books too, like romance books and drama and suspense and all. It's going to be a little science fiction, but it's going to be a little down to earth as well. More down to earth books with a little science fiction. But that's what I write, science fiction and fiction. Okay? But it's going to have mystery, drama, adventure, romance, adventures, all mixed in, all that stuff mixed in. Okay? So, other book is coming too, but I already wrote the titles for the book, titles for the books, and I just had to put a name to them and put a story to them.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Because that's what I do. I daydream. And I just daydream about this stuff. Titles and books. And that's my gift. That's why I like Star Wars, Star Trek. Science fiction. Real science. Science, astronomy. And stuff like that. I dislike it all. No. But that's me, okay? Go to my YouTube channel. You will see me taping an episode, okay? That'll come back soon, okay? Like I said, I'm just getting myself back together. I'm just getting back here. This is the first episode in a while. And I'm just hoping y'all enjoy it. Now, who like the shadow people? Who know what the shadow people are? Yeah, go to YouTube and find out who the shadow people and a lot of other strange, the hat people, the black hat people, and it's a lot of stuff in the what you call paranormal, because that's what they call paranormal activity. We gonna get into that stuff, okay? Deeply into that stuff. Really deep in that stuff. Okay. We gonna get into that stuff. And more Star Trek. That's right. I'm going to find my writers who write my podcast. We're going to get more Star Trek. We're going to find news on Star Trek. What's going on with Star Trek? What's going on with the movie? What's going on with Star Wars? Surprise! Surprise! That's right. Star Wars. Star Wars, Star Wars. Disney has been giving us some really, really good Star Wars stories. Let's hear it for Disney. They've been giving us some really good Star Wars stories. I mean, Boba Fett, the Book of Boba Fett, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the other Star Wars, Rogue One. About him. I watched them all. It's good. It's Star Wars at Star Wars' best, people. And I'm pretty sure the next saga of Star Wars, all three movies or whatever, what they're going to do, I think they're going to get it together with George Lucas and a lot of old writers that wrote the first three Star Wars. They're going to probably bring some of them back. Star Wars fans, you probably was disappointed when Star Wars 6, 7, and 8. But Disney need a second chance. And they're going to give you what you want. Okay? They're going to give you what you want. And they bring George Lucas on board. And bring some of the old Star Wars writers. Like, the ones who wrote New Hope and Enterprise and all, you're going to get what you want. Okay? You're going to get your story and all. But I'm telling you guys, don't give up with Star Wars. Just because Disney got it, don't give up. It don't matter who do it. Paramount, Warner Brothers, whoever do it, whoever do the Star Wars movies, whoever bought it, he could have sold to Warner Brothers, you know? I mean, it don't matter, okay? And I think 6 and 7 and 8 was, I mean 7, 8 and 9 was really good. I think that's why Michael Bay probably won't do a Star Wars or Star Trek movie. Because he ain't going to have fans mad at him. And he's a good director. I mean, I was watching a movie, I didn't even know he directed until the credits came on. M&M's. Watch that movie, M&M's. That movie is good. If you haven't seen it in the movies, see it on Amazon or wherever you get your streaming service. The movie is good. Guys, when Michael Bay do a movie, he comes on set ready to go. And you're going to get action from first day all the way to the last day. You're going to get action. I just hope this man come out with some more movies. I hope he just don't fall in a trap of making Transformers movies. Because he's just too a good director to keep making the same movies over and over. Don't waste your talent like that, Mr. Michael Bay. Alright? Don't let Hollywood waste your talent. Keep going back to Transformers movies. Let somebody else direct the Transformers movies. And J.J. Evans, don't keep going back to Star Wars and Star Trek. If they didn't like your director, as you're a director, don't keep going back to it. You a super talent director and all. I seen some of your movies and TV shows. Don't keep going back. Go make another TV show like Lost or something. Make the movie Lost. Yeah. You know? Do something like that. But just don't fall in that trap, people. Because fans, it's very hardcore fans of Star Trek and Star Wars just don't understand. And I see good directors. I don't care what color you are. Of course, Tyler Perry is a good director. But when it comes to action movies and storytelling movies, J.J. Evans, Michael Bay, they the people to go to. Really, they the people to go to, you know. And if you do it, Michael Bay, bring some action with you, okay? Bring some action with you. You go do a Star Trek movie, make that movie just like the rest of your movies. Action pack, non-stop. I'm just saying. They might have asked you, they might have called you up and asked you a couple times. You would say, hell no. You know? As it would you did to JJ. Hell no. You know? I would say it too. No. I'm not touching it. You know? It ain't messing my career up. No. Don't call me no more. You know, sorry, Star Wars, Star Trek fans. Those people got too much talent. It's just too good, people. They just too good, you know. Everybody watched the Michael Bay movie. Everybody watched the J.J. Evans movie and TV show. You know what I'm talking about. I wouldn't do it. If I had that talent, no, I wouldn't touch it. If this Paramount and Disney just gotta get it together. if they want to bring those fans back and make them happy again, they have to figure out the way to make a good Star Wars and good Star Trek movie. They were one of the best science fiction movies of all time, in the oldest science fiction movies. Heck, Star Trek is over 50. Star Wars is right behind them. Going on 50. Probably is. But they always going to be around for generations to come. Because fans going to pass it on to that generation. Hardcore fans already getting their children and grandchildren ready. Star Wars is not going to really go nowhere. And Star Trek either. It's an unwinning situation. Just like Donald Trump ain't going nowhere. Even though he was a president, he ain't going nowhere. He's like an annoying boogie up in your nose, won't come out. That's what he like. A little annoying boogie that just won't come out your nose and just want to irritate you. That's what Donald Trump is. I like to say a lot of other things, but I can't. But that's, I'm just saying, if anybody from that camp of J.J. Abrams or Michael Bay listening to this, I'm just saying, pass the matches on. Don't destroy your career like that. Just don't. I'm a fan telling you this. Even though I love Star Trek and Star Wars, don't destroy your, unless they give you a really good storyline and good movie. Michael Bay directed Bad Boys. And he directed M&M's in the first Terminator movie. And probably a lot of more I haven't seen yet. And you see his work, you know when, oh, he directed The Rock. I know some of his work. And you see some, if you ever seen his work, you already know from the time he step on that set to the time they leave and say that's a wrap. That movie is already an action-packed movie. That's Michael Bay. That's why I say he's a really, really good talent writer. Director, writer, executive producer, whatever, all the talent that he got. He probably got some acting ability too. But love you, Michael Bay. Love you, JJ. And just keep bringing it. Okay? Just keep bringing it. And we'll keep loving you. So far as the Star Wars movies, you have to go to Amazon or Syria, or just look it up on internet and ask the internet what the next Star Wars movie is going to be about. Now, according to Alexis, the next Star Wars movie is supposed to be coming out in between 2023-24. So that's why I mentioned Star Wars. The next Star Trek movie that's been in the air since I don't know when. And I will, Star Trek fans, I'd rather wait for a really good movie and have them rush a movie out. Okay? So as long as they take and make another Star Trek movie, let them take it their time. Alright? Because I'd rather have a good Star Trek story movie and have some bad movie with fans angry again. Okay? Just like Grand Theft Auto 6. I want Rockstar to take their good old time. I don't care. I don't care if this game don't come out until 2035. Take your time. Take your time with it. You know? Take your time with it. I know fans is jumping up and down, and yeah, and just can't wait, you know. Star Wars, Star Trek movie, really don't know when. What else is out there? The next Star Wars, Star Trek.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And season 5 is going to be really good of Discovery. Now, a lot of people said Discovery was going to make it this far. I just want to see the look on their faces right now. All the people online saying they was tearing down the set. It's not going to pass the second season. These are the people that wanted it to fail. Because they didn't like the black captain or the commander. I can go back to watch the first season. The first episode. And say, yeah, I know what they're going to do with this. I already knew. You know? And to me, the first episode of Star Trek Discovery was really good. I mean, they could have went back and did it again, like they did the first episode of the original, did the cage, then they went back and did where No Man Has Gone Before. Redo, because the network ordered. And they could have done that, you know? But it was a new kind of Star Trek, you know? And I love it, you know, and I'm having a Star Trek marathon now. And I'm definitely going to watch the first season of Discovery and the second and third. Now the fourth, you know, to celebrate one of the best Star Treks ever, you know. Pluto TV got a Star Trek channel. You know, so you really don't have to watch. Pay for the original Star Trek on Paramount Plus because they got the original. They got the original. They got Next Generation, and they got Deep Space Nine on Pluto Plus, and they call it more Star Trek. Okay. Also, BBC. They show Star Trek Next Generation because I was watching it in the hospital. You know, they show all the Star Trek old classics and stuff. So the BBC, that's the British channel on cable. So go to that channel and watch those Star Trek. So like I was saying, it's not going to go nowhere. You know, it's just not going to go nowhere. That's good for me, you know. I love it. I love my Star Trek. I can't live without my Star Trek, you know. And I guess it's okay now with fans after we got past the third season. I guess if they okay with fans now. You know? And I know I was. I was okay from the beginning. And I didn't really care what the fans say. Just like 7 and 8 and 9 of Star Wars movies. I don't give a doggone hoop what they think. It was good. It was good, especially when we thought that Chewie died. That was a nice trick right there. That was a really good trick. But I don't really care what they say. They can say what the heck they want to say. A lot of Marvel movies wasn't that good either. You know, they brought all the characters together and stuff. So, and when they brought all the characters together in the Marvel, in Avengers, I think that's what Star Trek is trying to do too. Because Marvel Comics did it. Disney did it with Marvel Comics and Adventure. So, maybe Paramount is trying to bring all the characters together in Picard and passing down to from Picard to Sisko. Who knows what might be coming? You know, the Dimension might be getting ready to have a second chance, go for a second chance. So something is going on. Think about it, Star Trek fans. Something's going on in deep secret we don't know about. It's just like the big secret of Grand Theft Auto 6. Rockstar ain't buzzing. They not buzzing. You know? And who knows? Who knows? And let's talk about a little bit about Russia. You know, almost time to go. Now, let's just get a little bit into politics and talk about Russia. I know some really sad things, but we gotta get into the sad things. Okay, and I heard on the news and YouTube that this war is hurting Russia, you know, and I think Putin's going to get what he deserves down the line for killing all those people. I mean, that's genocide. That's just genocide and torture. And terrorists. In my eyes, Russia is a terrorist. Yeah, that's my eyes' opinion. Putin is a terrorist because can't force no number man country to change. He's a man of war, just like the Michael Jackson song say, "Man of War," going into another man country and forcing them to change. I know the United States do the same thing, you know, but doing it like that, I mean, come on, end this war, Putin, end it, okay, just take your soldiers back home and end this war, and be a good president, bring your builders, your construction workers in, your inventory workers in, and tell the president of Ukraine that you're sorry, and bring the builders in and build that country back. I mean, there's a lot of people who's really angry at you. You know, I think you just one of the probably the most second hated president of all time. When I say second, Donald Trump got the number one spot, but you the most second, and it's not good, Mr. Putin. It's not good, okay? It just make you look bad over there and seas, because you just got everybody on alert. Germany, UK, British, you got everybody watching you to make sure you don't make a mistake. NATO, they watching you like a hawk. Just one mistake, send one missile over and misguide it and hit one of the NATO countries. Oh my goodness. Who knows what's gonna happen? You know? I just hope I just hope that never happened. I just hope he end this before a mistake do happen. You know. And I mean, they say it's no, they say Darth Vader is a fiction character, but just take a look at Putin. Just take a look at him, and you know what I mean. Darth Vader is not a fiction character. That's why George Lucas wrote Star Wars. It's a dark side, that's a light side. People are just so selfish, so evil, so hatred. And go watch Star Wars Return of the Sith. And then go watch Putin. And watch Darth Vader. Yeah. That, do you get it? Do you get it? I ain't saying Star Wars is real, but do you get it? Jesus Christ, I'm glad it's not real. We don't have the technology that Star Wars has. Because, oh my God. It would just be a mess. Just watch episode 1, 2, and 3. And then go watch the war in Ukraine and Russia. And see the real life Darth Vader. The real life Darth Vader. His human name is Putin. Okay? And I'm going to leave you on that note. And I got some more podcasts to do for the whole month. And I got some more throughout February and stuff like that. But I'm going to leave you on that note. Now you know why he wrote Star Wars and how he wrote Star Wars. He said in his interview, there's a light side and there's a dark side. Some people is just so selfish, evil, hatred. Get what I mean? Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. Ashley, and we love you too. See you on next episode. 2023.